Good morning, friends. I'm so excited today because I was on the treadmill this morning and I had this idea to what I needed to speak to you guys about today. And it's not something I had planned on, which is always so fun for me because I get to upload it and then check out my downloads later and be shocked that it is exactly what people wanted to hear or needed to hear. So that's always fun for me. It's kind of a game, right? It's like I get to tap in and follow my intuition the same way I teach everybody who's around me to do. So it's super cool. But before I jump into that, I wanted to shout out and let you guys know that we are starting Deep Healing for the Creative Soul next week. So if you want to jump in on that, by the time this releases, you can go ahead and use the code BUNDLE with a capital B, and that will give you access for a ridiculously low price, plus get you in on my last program, which was Intuition Calibration. And I have to say that those of you who did that class had so much to say about it, absolutely loved the information that you gained from that and being able to tap into the body and understand, finally decipher what those feelings mean, what those words mean. It was super cool to hear the aha moments that happen live during those modules. So if you want in on that class, which I normally list at $497 for free, it reminds me of Adam Sandler movie, ADHD. Anyway, for free, then please sign up now. You get to also join me for the next 16 weeks as we dive into the different aspects of being a creative. We are going to release generational and childhood trauma and programming that's causing you to feel unworthy and keeping you kind of trapped where you're at. And we're going to work on imposter syndrome, all of the things that lead up to burnout. How can we break that down? How can we release those trapped emotions so that you don't push yourself into a space where you can no longer create nor work and you leave yourself hanging? Okay, we're going to work on creative blocks. We're going to work on money mindset, a scarcity mindset that all of us have to work on at some level, especially these days with how much information is being overloaded about how we should feel about money, what people with money do, right? If they're good people, if they're bad people, all of this gets subconsciously stuck. And so it's really important to break that down, to release the things that are not serving us. And at the end of this program, in 4 short months, you're not even going to recognize how different things are for you. Your life is going to feel completely different. As one of my past students said, it's like nothing changed, but everything changed, because we are really working on that subconscious side that is so hard for you individually to pinpoint and be able to release from your system. So I am so excited about it. As you guys can tell, I could talk about it for hours, but I'm not going to. I'm going to leave you with those words. I'll put the link in the show notes so you guys can click on that and just use the code BUNDLE with a capital B, and you're going to get in. You're going to get access to Intuition Calibration today. And then you will get access to the rest of the course Monday when we start, which is March 11th. So I'm super excited for this. All right, for the time being, let's go ahead and roll the credits so we can get into today's message. Hey, friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No. This is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in.
Hi,
For those of you out there that are healers at heart, let me speak to you for a minute, because so many of us are creative people. So many of us have this spot in the world where we love to serve people. We're coming from a place of just wanting to make someone else's life even better. And those are my people, right? You guys are usually empathetic. You are usually highly sensitive people. Some of you have ADHD like me, which is totally cool. But those people, you come into my world and you love to learn this stuff. You love to be able to shift your mind around these ideas and really take on a whole new meaning of life and your purpose here. And for you, that's what I really wanted to talk about today, is the people that are driven to have a bigger purpose. If that is you and you are, let's say, a photographer and you're getting into mentoring, you're thinking, I have learned so much on my path. I've grown so much as an artist, as a business person, you know, as even as a friend, as a partner. All of those things are amazing and they all grow in aspect to where you are in your life. And so if you're that person and you're thinking, I want to add in some teaching, I want to add in some coaching, I want to start adding in some mentoring, I want to be able to do something that fills my soul, brings people to a different level and allows them to see the world the way that I see it, or the way that they would see it if they weren't so shielded by everyday issues or boundary situations, problem clients, not knowing what to do on social media or their website, right? All of those things that just build over time and cause this brain cloud that you just cannot see past, right? That's essentially why so many artists end up with creative blocks. You know, we have writers that write this amazing book and then all of a sudden they can't do it anymore. Or they have to be in a certain place, or, you know, they only get these ideas at certain times if they do these things. And I love that there is this other side of you that once you tap in, it releases all of that. It just says, you know what? We don't need all that cloudiness, all that naysaying, all the negativity that your subconscious will hold on to. So for you guys, if this is you, I really, really would like to offer you this opportunity to be able to use some of the work that I do for your own practice or your own coaching or your own mentoring. So I'm inviting you, if this is you, to reach out to me and see if you want to add subconscious release technique into your world, because I'll be honest with you, it unlocks so much in me, but I have no false conceptions about being able to help the entire world, okay? I know that my work is for certain people, that some people will be drawn to me and want to purchase everything that I offer in the healing space, while others will like me, like the ideas, but not want to take that final leap. I want more people to be exposed to this kind of work because it's been absolutely mind-blowing for me, my clients, and everybody who comes across it. So I wanted to do this little exercise with you guys real quick. And I'm wanting you to close your eyes as long as you're not driving. And I want you to think about, where are places in your life, in your current field, where you can add in some of the possibilities that come with being able to help people release limiting beliefs and programming about what they do or what they offer or what the world is like? How can you add that into your space? Because I think there's a container for a lot of you to venture into a mentorship where you can really help people to see how big and how beautiful their life could be, right? And it sounds so cliche. It's like, hey, follow your dreams, but dang it. That's kind of what it is. You know, we all have these stories that are telling us, no, you can't do that. No, you're going to put all this time and money into it and you're going to fail, or that's not going to work for you because X, Y, Z, right? We have all these excuses. Everybody has them. I have them. I've had to release a lot, and others I have to say, oh no, that's the past. That's not me anymore, right? There's ways to work through these, but in general, we all have that. So I want to know, Is there a way in which you can add SRT into your life as a practitioner, just like me, and add value to people's worlds? You know, is your clientele available to have this kind of work where you can really, really upgrade their lives just from helping them heal? You know, I don't want to make that sound, I said just from, like it's so easy. It is so beneficial and efficient and fast is the thing. So it often comes across as easy because it's one of the easiest modalities. And I've done a lot of research and I've been certified in so many different modalities. And this one just shifts that needle so much faster than everything else. I mean, imagine what it would be like if the people in your world already were able to heal from some of the things that are keeping them small, right? Would you have more clients? Probably. Would you have more boudoir clients where they feel comfortable in front of the camera, where they've learned to love themselves despite whatever's going on? Would you have more people that are willing to speak up even though they might have a speech impediment? You know, is there going to be more people in your world, especially family and friends, that now get to up level with you, now get to know how incredibly amazing it is to have that freedom of thought and not be bogged down by the brain fog constantly day in and day out? How many people in your lives would be able to benefit from this? Because when I started, I did not start thinking I was going to have a coaching career. I started because I wanted to heal myself and I wanted to then pass that along to my daughter. I wanted to pass that along to my husband. And that was my main goal, was just like, how can I see this benefiting my family? And I'll be honest with you, it has massively benefited my family. I mean, even with my daughter's hockey, you guys know if you have kids in sports, in school, whatever, they often come across situations where they don't feel good enough to do something, where they let their mind tell them they're not good enough. They're not as good as that person. They're going to compare things. They're going to, you know, take a test and just feel like crap because they didn't get a 100 and it's self-imposed. So what's going on in the background? Like, I love using this work to help those around me to be able to heal. And there's no other way to put it. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys today. I wanted you to know that I absolutely feel like there's so much space in the world for this work and for more people to join us in being able to change, that I decided to do a whole podcast episode about it because I am so passionate about this. And like I said, there's just no way in the world that me, as in Aubrey, is going to be able to help all the people that could receive help on this topic. So I'm just reaching out to you guys and letting you know that SRT practitioner certification is half off right now. It's absolutely something that you can do. If you've done the intuition calibration class, you're already on your way to connecting towards that type of work. And honestly, it's incredible. You get a whole year's worth of membership in the program where they do a lot of things around teaching you how to build a coaching business, but they also teach you the basics. And it's with work like this that you truly unlock your intuition and are able to change so much. So it's absolutely a year of transformation. I've had 6 people sign up to become a subconscious release technique practitioner because of the work that they did one-on-one with me. And that just leaves me so, so full of gratitude that not only did I help these people anyway with what they had going on, a couple of them went through my Deep Healing for the Creative Soul program and then joined. But just knowing that I've been able to help these people, and in their lives, all of them have begun seeing clients already. A couple of them have their own coaching practices now, and they are confident about it. They're feeling good about it. They want to put themselves out there. They don't have a problem talking to people about it. So it's just like a beautiful cycle of life, I think, that we can continue to inspire people around us and that they see the value in this type of healing. And I'm telling you, in the next couple of years, this space of healing emotional wounds and healing trauma and moving past limiting beliefs is only going to continue to grow. And there's just not enough of us out there. So this is not something that's going to go away in a week. This is not something that's going to go away in 2 years. This is going to continue to be in the limelight for people as they realize that this healing absolutely needs to be done. Okay. So let me know if you guys have any questions. You'll have to reach out to me personally to sign up with the 50% discount. So I'm happy to do that. You can email me at aubrey@abstoryteller.com, or you're welcome to shoot me a message on Instagram. You guys know I'm on there all the time. And check out my stories in the meantime because they're so fun. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. I can't wait to see who is going to join me in all of these adventures. And I just want you to know that at one point, I was feeling very small and very terrified and not wanting to be an inspiration to anybody. And I feel like so much has changed now. So, all right, guys, have a beautiful day. We will definitely talk soon. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.